alabamanews.net. State Attorney General candidate Troy King has filed an ethics complaint against Attorney General Steve Marshall. King claims Marshall used illegal funds from the Republican Attorneys General Association for his campaign in the runoff election next Tuesday. And Faulkner University has announced that former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair will speak at the annual benefit dinner. Blair served as the Prime Minister from 1997 until 2007. The event is October 4th and tickets are now on sale. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama, P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
July, vacations and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park. Comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for lieutenant governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for Lieutenant Governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Needing shirts for your school's spring fling and field day or graduation and senior shirts? AKD is the answer. How about a shirt for your class or family reunion or your church's vacation Bible school? AKD is your number one choice. Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. As spring rolls in and summer fast approaches, it's time to start thinking t-shirts. With over 30 years' experience, a fantastic art department and production team, AKD is the perfect partner to help outfit your group. Working closely with one of our sales representatives through the process of choosing the perfect shirt, creating your custom design, and then following it through the printing schedule, our team at AKD works hard to make this process smooth and stress-free, and we always meet your deadline. You can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 or in Prattville at 361-2133 or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228. First-time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. And we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And then we have the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket that we'll be doing on Friday. That's open to any person. And let me tell you something. They've got watermelons. They've got the peaches down there, the Slocum tomatoes. They've got the blueberries. The Cubans, they've got it all. If you want the freshest vegetables around, you need to go see them at Sweet Creek Farm Market down on 231, just 2 miles, 2 minutes past the Taylor Road turn on 231. Okay, let's see what else we have here. Oh, All-American Mike is helping me out with something. I got this person backed into me, and I looked at my bumper, and it didn't do any damage. So I said, no, go ahead. And what it did is I have these sensors in my bumper that tells me when I'm too close to something.
Yeah, yeah.
In the stop, automatic stop thing. Well, it busted two of those sensors. I later found out because it kept going off and off. To order them brand new was like $600. Well, I'm not doing that.
That sounds so much.
So Mike is going to try to find... All-American Mike's going to try to find me somewhere so we can get that and save some money. I like saving money, honey. Let's see. Did we do Byron?
No, we have not done.
We have not done Byron. Byron's an interesting guy. He's going to be talking about the consensus of this pick.
You think this is a pick that unifies the Republican establishment. Why is that, and why would that be important?
Well, first of all, just start out with confirmation math. There are 51 Republicans in the Senate, 49 Democrats. Even if Senator McCain is unable to attend, that's 50 Republicans. If Brett Kavanaugh gets all of those Republicans, he wins. He's confirmed. They don't need the votes of Democrats. So a lot of what you saw last night was an appeal to unify the Republican Party. It was kind of push Republican pleasure buttons. Republicans love Ronald Reagan. They love talking about how they love Ronald Reagan. So Donald Trump last night invited Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's longtime confidant and attorney general, to be there. He invited and paid tribute to Maureen Scalia, Justice Scalia's widow, who he has consulted in some of these Supreme Court decisions. So he talked about Reagan. He talked about keeping up President Reagan's tradition of not asking candidates about their specific views on policies. So this was an effort to unify Republicans. And by the way, if there had been a President Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz, he might well have nominated Brett Kavanaugh. He's clearly very, very qualified and a consensus choice.
And Byron York has kind of really kind of gotten into his own. I like how measured he is also. Fox seems to bring much more people that are measured. And they do get some folks that are in the Sean Hannity kind of cut of things sometimes. But Byron York has been adding a lot to, particularly to the Fox and Friends and to the American Newsroom. That is a really good program. The way they organize that, they really do a good job. I wish I could have got more cuts out of it today.
And I don't know if you know, Byron York was one Greg Budell's boss for a little while down in Florida.
Really? Where?
I can't remember the name of the radio station, but it was a radio station, and Byron was the news director, and would have Greg write up little things, and liked Greg's sense of humor. So Greg knew him from the Florida days. And said Byron was a great guy then, and not surprised at all to see him on national television. He was that good then. Very talented.
That's interesting. So that was down in Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I could ask Greg about the specifics, but he's mentioned that to me.
Anyway, yeah, he interviewed him on the show one time.
A while ago, yeah.
I remember that. Because I think Greg Collins said, "Do you remember me?" He goes, "Yeah, I remember you. I got a talk show. I remember him telling the story about that." Now he's going to be talking about the Dems and who's got the real heartburn here.
On the Democratic side, who's got the heartburn today? Is it Heidkamp in the Dakotas? Is it Manchin in West Virginia? Is it Donnelly in Indiana? An election year for all three. All three of them voted for Neil Gorsuch. What do they do?
Well, I think they all three have it. First of all, there is going to be, even if the numbers are just bad for Democrats, there is going to be a big effort on the Democratic side to try to make sure that, one, all Democrats vote against Kavanaugh, and two, maybe they could hope to pick off Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski, although I think that is less likely now that the choice is Brett Kavanaugh. So the three senators you mentioned, all up for re-election in Trump states, at the same time all under pressure from Democratic activist groups to vote against Brett Kavanaugh. I think it would be interesting to see what kind of pressure the Senate minority leader Chuck Schumer puts on those three senators if it's clear that all Republicans are going to vote for Kavanaugh and that he's going to be confirmed. Is Senator Schumer going to pressure them to take a vote that might hurt them in their re-election choices?
And I think that would be pretty pretty bad if Schumer did do that. But I don't know. Maybe he's looking at it realistically, knowing that Heidkamp and Donnelly and Tester are going to lose. And so maybe he's trying to do that, look at it in that manner.
And you were mentioning earlier that Schumer, the way he was talking, especially in those clips we played, as well as his comments on the Senate floor, he's definitely talking to the Democratic Party's base. It doesn't make much sense, except for maybe Schumer is worried about sort of a progressive coup within the party.
Yeah. I think one of the reasons Schumer said it on the way out of the door, they're pandering not to a slice of their base, and that is that the New York 14 lady. It's the Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
Did you see Bernie Sanders last night at that rally?
I did not.
He went crazy. I thought his eyes were going to pop out. They were like bugging out of his head. He was so just animated about the whole thing.
Was he mad about the pick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How wrong it was and how we're going back in time. And I mean, he played it out there. It's a reversal of success and this kind of stuff. I mean, he was just doing it.
Well, I'm sure he was livid.
He didn't like that at all.
Yeah, so it just seems like Schumer is trying to hold off those forces, though. Like, you either need to join him or chastise him, Chuck. I think this game he's playing of, oh, I am uber progressive, but no, not really. It's going to come back and move sideways on him and Nancy Pelosi, too.
Of course.
I think their days are numbered, especially Pelosi. Schumer could maybe weather the storm. Pelosi.
Well, here's an interesting part for him. About 20 of the candidates that are running for House seats have said, as part of their campaign, I will not vote for Nancy Pelosi.
Wow.
Which means she conceivably wouldn't have enough votes to be Speaker if all those people are telling the truth. Now, people have said that before, and they didn't do it.
Right. The reality of it is the reason somebody comes Speaker is because they can raise money.
And they can decide what committee you're going to be on.
Exactly.
I.e. Martha Roby.
So it's kind of like, oh, well, I don't want to be too courageous. Are there enough courageous people who agree with me to not vote for her? And that's the type of courage you get up there. So we'll see. I don't think Nancy Pelosi, if I'm giving the Democrats pointers, I don't think Nancy Pelosi does them much, at least not in terms of a public face and a leader of the party.
The public face being Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah, that's
well, and again, it's so narrow. That's what I think they're really messing up on. You know, when Reagan speaks and when Trump is speaking, not as much as to Reagan, but he was talking big platitudes and broad horizons type thing and bringing everybody in. He wasn't just talking to a group.
Well, and I think now that Obama's gone, you saw that careful coalition just break up. And can you imagine the Republican Party working together if Trump wasn't around?
Oh, man. No way.
So you need kind of that figurehead. Sadly, I don't say that with glee. I think there's too much power in the presidency. But That's the way it seems to work these days, and the Democrats are in the wilderness. I bet on more progressives winning. I think Bernie's the one actually holding the cards.
News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's do this. We're not ready for a break yet, so let's go play the next piece in Byron York. And Byron is going to be talking about women against this nominee.
Schumer's been out there a lot already. So has Senator Gillibrand. Did you see the rally on the steps of the Supreme Court last night? This got heated, and here is part of what she had to say about this.
What is at stake is women's freedom. Our freedom to make our own decisions. Our freedom to decide when and how many children we are going to have. What's at stake is freedom for LGBTQ Americans, for equal rights, for civil rights.
She went on to say, for clean air, for clean water, for all the values we hold most dear. And that is downright biblical, Byron.
On the women's issue, obviously a lot of women voted for Donald Trump. And if you looked at that ceremony last night, there was a lot of talk about Brett Kavanaugh's respect for relationships with women. He has two daughters. He coaches their basketball teams. He reveres his mother, who was a teacher who went to law school and then became a judge. He talked a lot about the role of women in his life and the important roles that they play. Women of accomplishment. He talked about hiring clerks, a majority of whom were women, in his role as a Circuit Court of Appeals judge. So there's two sides to that angle, and I think you're going to hear a lot about Brett Kavanaugh's respect for women.
News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Moore, and his respect for women. I thought that was, and he did do that last night when he was talking. He went out and he really emphasized his family and the women. Let's go to a break. David, come back to you right after this.
The Dan Moore Show. News Talk 93.1 FM. Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama, P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
Life is a balancing act, but when dizziness and unsteadiness affected me to the point where I felt overwhelmed with things like doing laundry or walking outside, I'm glad I found Kindred at Home. If you're struggling, Safe Strides from Kindred at Home may be right for you. Safe Strides brings skilled therapists into your home to help you regain your confidence and independence. Kindred at Home Safe Strides is part of your Medicare benefit and covered by many insurance providers. Call 1-866-KINDRED and ask about Safe Strides today.
I won!
You won!
Jackpot, baby!
The big one!
Oh, man, what a rush!
So much excitement!
The thrill of it all!
The sand between your toes!
The what?
The tropical breeze, the sunset, the flamingos!
Wait, what are you talking about?
The Caribbean! When you play with your Wind Creek Rewards card, you can earn a free trip to our resorts in Aruba and Curacao!
That's amazing!
I know, right? Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, Dan. How are you?
I'm very good. What do you think about the Supreme Court justice pick?
It's a safe one. I did actually hear a nationally syndicated talk show host yesterday mention the very thing that I had mentioned to you about Kavanaugh and Roberts.
Right. Well, what he did... What happened is his court, and he ruled on that it was a tax, and then Roberts picked up that ruling, and that's what he used.
Yeah.
It's not that he had any direct connection
with him. Yeah. So, it's going to be really interesting. We're going to find out exactly who Doug Jones is real fast.
Well, I was wrong. He did not vote for... Gorsuch, so I'm sure he's not going to vote for this one either.
Which tells you all you need to know about Doug Jones.
There you go. And he said, he basically said publicly yesterday, I'm not, I understand the state may see this differently than I see it, but I'm going to vote my conscience. And that's going to be a mistake.
If there's any doubt that Doug Jones is a liberal Democrat, we'll know it for sure.
Well, Doug Jones isn't going to get reelected. I mean, if you're a betting man, you do not bet on Doug Jones getting reelected. If you're Doug and you know this, if Doug himself is a betting man, then that means I get a few years up here. Do what you want, Doug.
Yeah.
Vote how you like. And that doesn't mean always voting with the Democrats either. Just vote how you want.
Make friends with the party, Vote the party line and, make some connections and hopefully, you'll get something out of it. So that's exactly what's going to happen. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, David. Appreciate you an awful lot.
I'm thinking he doesn't have to vote the party line all the time. He should just vote how he wants to. I'd love senators on their way out the door who know they aren't running again.
Mm-hmm.
I love politicians when they aren't beholden to a new election.
Yeah, particularly if they have already calculated, in their calculus is that they're not going to be elected, so... The heck with everything. Let's go to the phones and go to Ken. Hey, Ken, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dunno.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And hope you enjoy your... Both of you sound like you are.
Oh, yeah. We're having a great time.
Good, yeah. After last night, especially the news from Thailand and most things are looking up. I think my personal belief is the president is saving the most rock-ribbed, hardcore conservative for if and when Clarence Thomas decides to retire from the bench. And my suspicion and almost my hope is that he will decide that once, well, either before this four-year term for the president is up, or if the president looks to be reelectable, he may hold out into the next term. But I believe that he's principled enough that Thomas, as the one that I view as really the most consistent conservative, I think he will step down and make sure that Trump has a shot at another rock-ribbed conservative, which Thomas certainly has proven himself to be. Joey, don't be too quick to say that Doug Johnson's not going to get reelected. 1 year ago,
true.
Today, would you have said, what chance would you have said Doug Jones is going to be our next U.S. Senator?
Well, yeah, but that was his doing. That was
right. I was going to say before the Washington Post story broke, I thought Roy Moore was going to run away with it. But then after that, I was like, it's a toss-up. But I still was surprised.
Well,
I have to agree with you.
My point exactly.
Yeah,
a heck of a lot of things can change, and I certainly hope enough changes so that that he's not reelectable. But we all know that it is certainly a possibility. Let's face it, Hillary Clinton could have been the one nominating a new Supreme Court justice last night. Within if we went by the popular vote, she would have been the one, and I would have already hung myself, I guess.
Wow. I love it. You know, Clarence Thomas is only 70 years old, and we get a Christmas card from them every year. I get no indication that he's thinking about doing anything else. I mean, he's kind of, with the amount of time he has off and he and Jenny can spend with the grandchildren and stuff, you know, he's living a wonderful life.
Well, I personally hope that he's not thinking about it. I absolutely loved the replay of from... Oh, gosh, what is it now, 30 years ago when he was confirmed?
Mm-hmm.
After a tumultuous day or two of... I remember we were in New Mexico at some sort of medical meeting, and I got in during lunch hour. Dee Dee wasn't budging from the TV. And she shushed me when I came in, pointed at the TV. Anita Hill was sitting there, and Dee Dee said, "That's not what she said this morning." And it was about whether or not anybody from Teddy Kennedy's office or Joe Biden's office had basically recruited and coached her prior to her appearance. Well, after lunch, she and her lawyers realized they had the goods on her, so she had to reverse her morning testimony. But so I forgot the rest of the medical meeting and stayed there and watched Clarence Thomas put both of them, along with most of the rest of the committee, right in their places.
Yeah, that was a... we were in Washington, and Jenny worked for Rebecca at that time, and we were very plugged into that. That was much-watched TV when you lived in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Well, I hope that the rock-ribbed female is being held out of nomination right now to replace, bless her heart, the Ms. Bates figure on the Mrs. Bates figure that sits on the left, the very far left side of the portraits every time they make them.
Yeah, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Uh-huh. But it's the hearings will be interesting. It'll be a great amount of drama produced by Schumer, and especially Dick Durbin, who's going to insist that some of the Doug Joneses and other people fall on their swords. I hope Doug will do that.
That Doug is going to, you think he's going to vote for this?
No.
Yeah, I don't think
he's going to vote. I think he's a rock-ribbed no.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's, as your previous caller said, he already has revealed himself as far as I'm concerned, but he surely will with this vote.
Well, it is it's going to be interesting to watch how this thing plays out here.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys. I'll listen to the rest of the show and become further edified about the political
world.
Ken, you have a wonderful day, my friend.
You too, thanks.
News 793.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Student loans, credit card payments, payday loans. I felt trapped by all the money I owed. Then I heard about debt consolidation from ASE Credit Union. It was such a relief to have someone help me figure it all out. Whether it's a lower interest loan or a zero interest credit card, ASE can help you get out of debt faster and lower your monthly payments. Say yes to ASE. They're your goals. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
There's no place like home. It has a certain magic all its own. And memories are made there every day.
The sweet, pure flavor of hand-cranked homemade vanilla ice cream. Don't it just melt in your mind? Bring back the taste of the good old days every time you go to the store with Bluebell homemade vanilla ice cream.
A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell country day.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Farmers IGA and Op and all Renfro's markets.
This is Troy King. I'm the Republican running for Attorney General. My opponent, Steve Marshall, the real Steve Marshall, he's a Democrat. Appointed by a Democrat, ran as a Democrat alongside Nancy Pelosi, gave thousands of dollars to Democrats in their liberal agenda, including abortion. Marshall even had an Obama bumper sticker. The bottom line is, Steve Marshall betrayed us. He took a crooked appointment from Robert Bentley and then let Bentley off the hook. Because that's what Democrats do. Enough is enough. It's time to end the deal-making that's made Montgomery a cesspool of corruption. Steve Marshall knows that the only way a Democrat can get elected Attorney General of Alabama is by pretending to be a Republican. Don't let Steve Marshall get away with it. I'm Troy King, the Republican for Attorney General. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, P.O. Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Rick Peters here. Let me tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in Montgomery, Sinclair's. For decades, Sinclair's has been the perfect destination for an us moment, a quick lunch with friends, or a fabulous dinner out. From mouth-watering steaks from Pepper Tree, fresh Gulf seafood from Destin Connection, pasta dishes, crisp salads, along with great burgers, wings, and sandwiches, Sinclair's is unequaled in the River Region. Open for lunch at 11 every day with daily lunch and dinner specials, and don't forget Sunday brunch. The normal menu along with shrimp and grits, eggs benedict, country breakfast from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Sinclair's is the perfect place to dine. Gather with friends at the bar and enjoy life with live music every Friday and Saturday night. Planning for a large group, Sinclair's can handle your group up to 60 downstairs, to full catering for hundreds off premises with their special catering menu. Sinclair's on Vaughn at Taylor. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition for over 20 years. Sinclair's.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But, Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Fox News Radio, I'm Steve Rappaport. Courting lawmakers in his bid for the Supreme Court.
Vice President Mike Pence made courtesy calls with Judge Kavanaugh on the Hill, the first step in the confirmation process.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh is quite simply the most qualified.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer wants to review Judge Kavanaugh's extensive record on the federal bench, which could slow down the confirmation process. But Senate leader Mitch McConnell insists he wants a vote on the nomination this fall.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Before boarding for Brussels.
We do have a lot of allies, but we cannot be taken advantage of. We're being taken advantage of.
President Trump putting allies on notice ahead of NATO's annual summit.
We spend at least 70% for NATO, and frankly, it helps them a lot more than it helps us.
The president heading to Finland after that for a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Today is one of those days when the number of storms will be in short supply on the radar. A good bit of sunshine. Hot day today. High temperatures somewhere around 94. I think the heat index will easily be 100 to 105. And low tonight down to about 74. Then tomorrow, with the high temperature around 95 and the heat index close to the 105 danger range, look for a partly sunny day with only widely scattered storms at best. Then low to mid-90s again Thursday and Friday as the storms return in greater number. You can stay on top of weather changes all the time, including the tropics, plus access to all our videos and blog posts by getting our free weather app on your phone or tablet. Get instant push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you go out of town. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are.
Get a quick traffic update.
Please.
Called in by trusty Kevin, who hangs out at Bomb Hours. Kevin says on I-85 northbound, there is a car that spun out in the right lane right before the Eastern Boulevard. So it kind of had this accordion effect.
So I can go out the back door and we can go look at it.
Yeah, it's slowing things down. I don't think it's a complete stop. There are police on the scene, but be careful, especially if you're trying to get off on the Eastern Boulevard, going northbound on 85.
So, and it's right before you go to the up ramp?
I'm not sure it's that close, but it's right there in the right lane in between 85.
I feel like I need to go downstairs and go look.
Yeah, we probably could see some rubberneckers.
There you go. Let's go to the phones and go to Papa B. Papa B, Papa B, how are you, my man?
I'm doing great. You know, I just crossed over the Eastern Bypass Bridge there and looked as Joey was telling us about it. And, you know, the traffic's slow, but it looked like it's still moving, you know, creeping along. So not stopped and made into a parking lot.
That's a good sign.
You know, I was surprised by Trump's pick of Kavanaugh, really, until I started thinking about, you know, some of the calculation that had to be made here. You know, of course, John McCain's not voting, but were he to vote, he'd vote no, just strictly to embarrass the president if he could get away with it. I think Murkowski is not too far behind McCain in that. But when Rand Paul tells you, with such low numbers of getting, of being able to get somebody approved, that he's a definite no.
No, he didn't. He told Joseph Napolitano he's open-minded.
Well, no, about Amy Comey Barrett and Hardeman. You know, when he tells you he's a definite no on those two, then, it, you know, with the numbers that he's got to work with, that the president has to work with, you got to pay attention to it. You got to pay attention to that.
So, now, and imagine that we get through the midterm and we pick up three Senate seats, and John McCain's seat is replaced. That will make a big difference for the next nominee.
That definitely will, and that's what I was thinking of. See, that, you know, keeping the momentum is important. Okay, keeping the winning momentum is important, and so if he were to send somebody up there that failed the nominating process, as definitely the Democrats want to have happen, and I think some Republicans would not mind happening. You know, it'd start tripping up the momentum somewhat. So I get the distinct feeling that the calculation is this is an acceptable justice, a jurist, and that one that will likely win the nomination. And I also get the distinct impression that he is keeping his powder dry for the Ginsburg nomination, which he will need more Republican support at that time. And if they make it through the midterms and pick up Republican seats, he's going to have a lot easier time of it then.
No, absolutely. That's what I was just saying. And I think that's going to be the shocker for the Democrats. I think they're going to have an advancement in the House, but I don't think they're going to take over as I'm looking at it right now, particularly when you look at the generic balloting question. This is real tight, and that's a good thing for Republicans. But I think the big aha in the whole deal is going to be the U.S. Senate in the advancement. I think you could see 54, possibly 55 Republican senators. That would be awesome.
And then is it the next year after that, or two more years after that, that Doug Jones is sent back?
Doug Jones runs in 2020.
Okay.
With Donald Trump at the top of the ticket.
Like I said the other day, if he had a cash chance, the cat ran out the door a long time ago. he doesn't have a cash chance. So yeah, they're going to sacrifice him. I think he's going to be a no vote on this, just like as a, you know, sacrifice type vote. You know, but I think this guy can get through the nominating process.
Oh, yeah. I think he can, too.
I don't think that he's going to be a bad justice. You know, the disappointments for sure, because Barrett was my favorite of the four that he came down to. I think Hardeman was my second favorite.
Who was your first favorite?
Barrett. Okay. And so I was like, you know, man, if we could get her on the court, that'd be fantastic. But then, you know, as it was whittling down and it looked like it was between Hardeman and Kavanaugh, I thought he was going to appoint Hardeman. So I was kind of a little bit surprised when Kavanaugh came out there. But I think we're going to be all right. And I think Joey's right about something, too, that, you know, Roberts will likely take up you know, the swing vote characteristic that, you know, Kennedy is leaving behind. Right. You know, he's gonna try to be more of a middle kind of ruling justice there. But if we can replace now, if Ginsburg goes and Trump has the firepower to get somebody really great conservative nominated, oh my gosh, we ain't seen fireworks yet. This is not even close.
Yeah, you got to remember though, if that happens, because of the new standard of not doing a Supreme Court justice during a presidential year, you're going to have to get all that done by 2019 or thereafter.
Right. That's right. So, man, what a great thing, though. Trump gets to basically form the court that's going to govern for 30 years? That's just incredible. No wonder the Democrats are so out of sorts.
Yeah, no, they are. And, they're looking over at Ginsburg, and they're kind of going, uh-oh. You know, if Trump gets elected for another term, what are the odds of her making it until she's 92?
Or Breyer. Breyer's not that young.
Breyer's 70. Breyer's 79.
70 to 79, you know. So anyway, fun to watch, but I mean, it was fun to me kind of think about the calculation that the president had to go through to get to this point. So I'm not going to second guess him. I'm just going to say he got the best one that he could. So anyway. All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. I want you to have a great day.
All right. Bye.
I was going to go downstairs and take a look at this. Clint! Let's go to Clint. Clint,
hey,
welcome aboard.
How you doing, sir?
I'm great.
I got one question for you.
What?
Lieutenant Governor race.
Mm-hmm.
Who's lying? Somebody's telling fib somewhere, sir. Which one is it?
Well, I think they're both basically embellishing some facts here, is what they're doing.
Listen to these ads. They say the same thing about each other. So,
yep.
What is your opinion on it, sir? Because I will be voting on Tuesday.
That's... I've known Twinkle for a lot of years.
That's who I'm leaning to, is Twinkle.
I've known Twinkle for a lot of years, and she's been in the system for a while, and she's always had politics in her bloodstream. I don't know Will at all, and so
I don't either. I never met him. I met Twinkle, talked to her.
So I think you just need to let your conscience be your guide on this one.
Be my guide. All right. I understand that. That's a fair answer. The AG, Attorney General, King and Marshall.
I'm going to have Steve Marshall in the studio on Friday at 2 o'clock.
Are you going to be on your show Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So I'll let you make a determination after you hear the interview.
Yes, sir.
Which way are you leaning in that?
Troy King.
Just if you don't mind me asking, why?
Well, he was AG before. He had a good private practice.
Yeah, but he lost that AG position to Luther Strange.
Yeah, imagine that.
I don't know. Clint's got these pearls of wisdom here. Of wisdom.
How that happened, I have no idea. So.
Well, that one's going to be an interesting one to look at. Turnout is going to be critical for that election and who is getting the vote out. These races that you have, contested races in counties, if I were one of these statewide guys running, I would be in every single district that has a contested House, you know, or Senate seat in it, like up in Autauga County. And I'd be hitting some doors, and I'd be talking to people.
All right, sir. I just wanted some insight from your opinion. I already talked to everybody else. Just wanted yours.
Of Appreciate it an awful lot. You have a great day, Clint.
You too, sir.
News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
They pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young?
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You know, folks in Alabama are used to politicians playing loose with the facts. But Martha Roby absolutely takes the cake. Martha goes around telling everybody she's conservative, but the facts say otherwise. Truth is, the American Conservative Union, the premier conservative group in the nation, ranks her the most liberal Republican congressman in the state of Alabama. But it doesn't end there. Martha's more liberal than any in South Carolina or North Carolina. The list goes on. She's ranked more liberal than any Republican in Maryland, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and even Oregon. Would you more liberal than that crowd? Folks, you are out there. When you hear Martha Roby call herself conservative, just remember, she's ranked more liberal than any Republican congressman in 26 states. You know, this is the time of year there's a lot of snakes moving around. You need to watch where you step.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
That's where we are.
We'll be fighting in the,
short time frame that we have, let's try to fit in this illegal immigrant reunification story, and then we may try to pick up Pete Alexander.
It's
64 immigrant children will be reunited with their families today as a result of a court ruling by a federal judge. That's just over half of the 102 kids under 5 years old the government was ordered to reunite by today's deadline. Officials said last week that fewer than 3,000 children in all remain in U.S. custody. Mireya Villarreal is on the border in El Paso, Texas, with the emotional and complicated reunification process.
From the bridge that connects Mexico to the United States, it's one of the busiest ports of entry in the country. We recently spoke with one migrant father who is here in El Paso and hasn't seen his 10-year-old daughter in nearly a month. They were separated after crossing the border illegally, and he says now that he knows that she's here in town, he's not leaving until he gets her back. Mario Romero says after his release from federal custody, he was told he'd be with his daughter in 2 days. That was 2 weeks ago. Do you believe the government?
Es la verdad que no les creo porque...
The truth is that I do not believe them because they say one thing, then they say another. Mario says they took my personal documents and delivered them to immigration. I don't know what more proof they want.
Okay, so they're having a hard time kind of, you know, the documents are lost. And this is not an easy thing, particularly when you're trying to. We had the caller that called in and talked about the kid that wouldn't be with family. They had a situation where a family member came in to go pick up the child, and when they ran the background check on him, they found out that the person had outstanding child molestation charges on him. That's pretty bad. So they need to protect these kids, without a doubt. Let's listen to the second part of this story.
The Justice Department and ACLU go back to court today to decide what protocols officials must follow when reuniting families. The government says DNA tests and fingerprint checks are necessary under federal law to ensure child safety. But the ACLU says the stricter testing is inefficient.
We're working now with 45 fathers and mothers.
Taylor Levy is a legal coordinator helping immigrant families. She says her clients have been asked to send in birth certificates, take fingerprints, and pay for a DNA test. They also have to buy the plane ticket for their child and a round-trip ticket for an escort if the reunions require travel.
The system has a lot of good qualities in terms of protecting against trafficking, making sure that children are who they say they are, that the guardians with them or whoever's with them when they cross actually has a right to that child. That's very different from taking a minor child from their father or mother.
Mario Romero says when he finally gets his daughter back, he will not let her leave his side again.
What do you want to do when you are back together with your daughter?
I'm going to give her lots of kisses, he says. I'll tell her that I love her and that everything's going to be okay.
Customs and Border Protection is trying to manage the surge of asylum seekers they've seen recently. Over the last 2 months, they've had over 5,200 family units come through here. Of those cases, they've seen only or had only 7 separations by CBP.
Couple of reminders here. This hour has been brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, Tip Thames, David Ingram, the whole gang at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. They're ready to serve you because buying a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Joey, thanks for a great show, my friend.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and I keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Adios.